There's been widespread condemnation following the killing of an Italian peace campaigner in the Gaza Strip by an extremist jihadist group aligned with al-Qaeda. Security personnel found the body of Vittorio Arrigoni in an abandoned house following his abduction by militants yesterday. Two men have been arrested, and others are being sought in connection with the killing. Italy described his death as a barbarous murder. Lydia O'Kane spoke to Gershon Baskin, the co-director of the Israel-Palestine Center of Research and Information, about the threat posed by extremist groups in the Gaza Strip.
I think that the Hamas government is pretty much in control of the situation there. Their police forces are spread around the Gaza Strip. In terms of basic law and order for the average citizen there, the situation isn't so bad. But as you said rightly, there are more extremist groups that are in the Gaza Strip that are not under the rule or under the thumb of Hamas, and they act independently. Hamas takes action against them. I understand that this Italian human rights advocate had been captured by one of these radical groups with a demand to release their leader, who was imprisoned by Hamas. So this is a case where Hamas is actually fighting against some of these more extreme groups. There was a case about 2 years ago or a year and a half ago when Hamas had gone in and actually fought a battle with a group called Jesh al-Islam, the Army of Islam, and they ended up killing everyone in the building, including the sheikh who was the head of this organization. Well, Hamas can be very brutal with these groups, but they don't have full control and full intelligence about everyone who's there.
But obviously for Hamas at the moment, is it a worrying development, do you think?
I think it should be a worrying development for everyone in the region. These extremist groups go to no end to achieve their goals, to the extreme of kidnapping someone who had gone to Gaza on one of these international flotillas. He was a very strong advocate of Palestinian rights. He was extremely anti-Israel, and he was kidnapped. If this is the situation. I heard Palestinians describe him as a brother to the Palestinians, and no one could understand why someone like him was killed.
And then again, it doesn't do much for any kind of relations if foreigners are being killed in Gaza.
That's for sure. I mean, the Hamas is planning an international flotilla with some 1,000 people expected to arrive on the shores of Gaza, and these are all foreigners. And I would assume that some of those foreigners who are planning to board those ships already are going to be facing the dangers of meeting the Israeli Navy on the way, and now they have to worry about what's going to happen to them when they actually get to Gaza, if they do.
Since 2007, it's been relatively quiet. Is there a new dimension to this, do you think? Should people be concerned about what's just happened?
Well, I think that you're going to an area in like Gaza, which is, first of all, under a siege of the State of Israel, run by an extremist group, which is considered by many countries in the world to be a terrorist organization or an organization that supports terrorism. Hamas itself is holding an Israeli soldier that it kidnapped and has imprisoned him for almost five years, who hasn't had any human rights allocated to him, no rights to visit with the International Red Cross, and no regular contact with his family. So this is a kind of a government that I don't think anyone should feel secure under. I know my Palestinian friends living in Gaza don't feel secure living under the Hamas rule, and they would certainly like a change.
How would you think Israel is viewing this?
It's hard to talk about Israel in one breath, in one sentence. I think that the views probably differ. I would imagine that our foreign minister, Mr. Lieberman, is probably quite pleased, not pleased that someone was killed, but pleased that this is a good a media event for Israel to make its claim about Islamic fundamentalist groups that are in the Palestinian territories. And I think that there are other people who are more reasonable who see this as a real tragedy for what it is. Even if the person was rather anti-Israel, he was an innocent victim of a horrible crime. His murder was apparently quite gruesome from what they're describing, and it's a horrible story.